This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is James Mason from Neighbours.
Hello, this is Grace Knight.
Hello, everybody. This is Emily Williams.
Hello, this is David Morales.
Hello, this is Danielle Blakey.
Hi, this is Dan Churchill from MasterChef.
Hi, this is Cosima DeVito.
Hi, this is Christina Battista from MasterChef.
G'day, guys. I'm Shannon Knoll.
Hey, it's Paulini.
Hello, I'm Peter Hitchener from Nine News.
Hi, this is Kate Sobrano, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Joy 94.9.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Oh, good evening and Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I got my hoes here with me tonight. Looking at the hats that you boys are wearing. Oh, my God.
You're just jealous that you're missing out. Mine is a top hat in red sequins.
And mine's a teeny tiny Santa hat on a headband.
I love it. That voice that isn't called Brett, Dr. Christmas, we'll call him tonight.
Dr. Christmas, also known as my beautiful boyfriend, Andrew Pepper. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm back again like Yuletide herpes. So
excellent.
Thank you for having me back.
But tonight, Brady, what's it all about?
Christmas, because you don't get enough of it at this time of year.
No, not
at all. No.
You don't?
No.
No. No.
So we're here to fill the void, not that you'd know it.
Hey, we've got a question for our beautiful Joy listeners.
We do.
Tonight.
We always like to get the listeners to participate in the show. So tonight's question is, it's Christmas-based. Is it better to give or to receive?
You said that with the most innocent look on your face then. It was.
I have no idea why I would not.
Would you say it is better to receive or to give at Christmas, my love?
I think both.
I'm a bit of both.
Really?
As well, yeah.
Oh, I added the at Christmas bit because I thought some people, you know, might think that things are different for the other 11 months of the year. So
this is true. Now, obviously tonight we're going to talk about all things Christmassy, probably our favourite things. We're going to talk a little about food, what to eat and drink at Christmas time.
I don't
want to
eat or drink anything more.
Really?
Ugh, I'm over it.
Oh, I've still got my eating dress on. So there's still a bit of food because I'm not going to spoil what my boyfriend's cooking for Christmas lunch.
We can talk about that later.
Yes, but hey, let's talk about the first song of the night, Brady.
Okay, so it's Christmas-themed song tonight. No carols, though. No appearances by Marina Pryor or Sylvie Palladino, unfortunately, for Sylvie Palladino and Marina Pryor and really no one else. Tonight's first track is from the lovely Pet Shop Boys. Now, this is It Doesn't Often Snow at Christmas. The version that I am playing is quite rare. It was sent as a Christmas card to members of the fan club in 1997, and I think it's better than the remake. You're on Joy 94.9. It's a Christmas affair.
This is Tina Arena on Joy 94.9, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, Tina Arena. Merry Christmas to all our listeners. It's a Christmas affair tonight with Brett and Andrew, a.k.a. Dr. Christmas.
Yes.
And we are asking our listeners to get involved in tonight's show. We're asking the traditional Christmas question, is it better to give or receive?
Now, Brady, can I just say I loved your first choice, which was the Pet Shop Boys. It Doesn't Often Snow at Christmas.
It's a great song.
It was super festive. Anyone that knows me knows that I start getting excited about Christmas usually around October.
What date did the Christmas tree go up this year?
Sorry, October?
June.
Thank you, my love.
Just before I finish planning Christmas in July, I get excited for Christmas in December.
Fantastic. I told you we had to put the rule up because Andrew got... I was working one weekend and I came home in early October and the Christmas tree was done.
I was having a sad day.
Some would say that was sad in itself.
So we made a very... I think I was very fair to say after Cup Day or after Halloween.
Right.
And it has to come down around Australia Day.
That's still quite a long stretch.
Really is. I'm aware of this.
Because I have a rule that it goes up on the 1st of December every year. No excuses one way or the other. And it comes down by about the 7th, whichever weekend is closest to the 7th.
Yeah.
Which I think comes from when I was a kid because we always had a real Christmas tree. And by January in the country, you're dropping needles everywhere. And my mother had it with vacuuming. So the Christmas tree basically went out pretty much at New Year's.
I did that for one of my old workplaces. They used to get very competitive about how they decorated your team area. So my team came up with, we'll get a real Christmas tree. And we made these garlands. And the whole thing was you were supposed to follow the garlands to the Christmas tree.
Right.
And it was beautiful for the first 3 days because it was that beautiful upside down cone green, the beautiful smell. Then insects came out of it. Then it started falling. People started complaining about the smell. And in the end, we had to wrap it up and we dumped it in the dumpster in the new year. It was very, it was very hard.
I actually used to be a bit of a Christmas Grinch. I didn't get into Christmas at all until probably about...
Really?
Yeah, about 13, 14. I did as a kid. I loved it as a kid and as a teenager. Then in my 20s and 30s, didn't interest me. But a friend of mine bought me a real miniature Christmas tree when I lived 15, 20 years ago. And it started to drop. So I thought, I know, I'll fix this. And I hairsprayed the tree. And it died overnight.
Yeah, I was going to say... I can't see that ending.
Well. Oh, Andy.
I used to think hairspray could fix anything.
Yeah, it's not good for goldfish either.
It wasn't
great for hair
either.
Do you know what I might do? I might play another song. Now, Brittany, this is a bit of a classic.
This is a classic. This is from the fantastic 1963 Phil Spector Christmas album, which is on repeat in my car at the moment. It's the fantastic Darlene Love with Christmas, brackets, Baby Please Come Home. You're on Joy 94.9.
That was the fabulous. I've forgotten her name. Darlene Love with Christmas. Baby, please come home. You're on Joy 94.9. It's a very Christmas affair, and we've got a very Christmas Santa's Little Helper.
Santa's Little Helper, indeed. It's, yes. Thank you, boys, for having me in yet again. I've been brought in to bring in my Christmas cheer.
Yay. Yay. Now, for those of you who hadn't guessed, Andrew, you're not from Australia, are you?
Funnily enough, no. I'm not. I'm from the UK.
Tell us, Christmas in the UK, I've spent a couple. Brittany, have you spent a Christmas in the UK?
No, I've never had a Snow White. I've never had a white Christmas.
Right.
Yes.
It is quite big over there.
It starts around late October. And look, this is in no way going to sound... I hope this doesn't sound like an Australia bashing, but... In Britain, we just do tend to get a lot more excited about Christmas a lot earlier and for a lot longer.
Do you think it's because it snows and it's more traditional white Christmas style?
No, because it doesn't. It really does.
It rains. It's cold, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It sludges.
Yeah. I still found, when I first came to Australia, I found that the strangest thing that you would see sort of, you know, Christmas cards with snow and things on them, and it was 39 degrees. But look, I think it's just the whole feel because you do a lot of socialising in the whole lead up to Christmas. It's such a pub culture over there anyway that everybody gets together for drinks. But I think what it is also is like the TV gears up for Christmas. I remember some of the biggest fights my brother and I ever having were over the TV guide because it would come out 3 weeks before Christmas and we would fight circling things as to what we were going to watch.
See, this because is the thing, for those who don't know, they have all the soaps and everything have their biggest episode of the year on Christmas afternoon.
And this is the thing, like for our TV historically, it's always summer is the ratings.
Summer is the dullest time. Oh. And I think that's what it is. It's because we all when we're not napping on the couch, traditionally it's so hot people would be outside or whatever. Whereas in the UK it's so cold, everyone has their lunch.
Absolutely.
And then they sit around and watch Who's Dying on EastEnders.
But there's not this non-rating period. The rating, it just keeps on going throughout the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, one of my favourite things about Christmas is TV specials.
Yeah.
I look at some of the French and Saunders Christmas specials have been the funniest episodes they've done. I look at Catherine Tate has done some amazing Christmas specials more recently, Victoria Wood. But some of the earlier ones, like Morecambe and Wise, one of my favourite sketches they ever did was on the 1971 Christmas special with Shirley Bassey. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you haven't YouTube it, all I'll say is Shirley Bassey does this great job of being the straight man. She loses a shoe.
Yes, I have seen it.
YouTube it, just to Shirley Bassey, Morecambe and Wise. It is hilarious and it still holds up. So,
see, I remember the two Ronnies when they do like the two Ronnies Christmas special.
Always in drag. They'd always get into drag for the Christmas special.
And they used to be hilarious because Ronnie Barker, being so tall and quite a big man, always looked like a matronly woman. And Ronnie Corbett, being so short, always looked like an odd, like, librarianish. Hilarious.
Absolutely. Ronnie Barker as Dolly Parton just brings some...
Oh, dear indeed.
Oh, my God. But we don't get to see that. Or, you know, the commercial stations here put a Christmas special on in January or March.
Yeah. But the other thing we don't have is the Christmas number one.
Absolutely.
Which was mentioned in that Pet Shop Boys song, where it's this huge
fight.
Fight.
Absolutely.
It's like this big thing to see who's going to have the Christmas number one.
I remember back in the 80s, this is going back 30-odd years, when Band-Aid was out, and every band that was in Band-Aid also had a Christmas single out, and it was this was the first year that it was a fight to number two, because they knew they wouldn't get to number one because Band-Aid obviously was selling through the roof. And Wham actually won because they got to number two with Last Christmas, and it was the highest selling single never to make number one in the UK.
Wow.
But it is, it's an absolute bun fight over there, where I think this year you've got One Direction, AC/DC, they're trying to get to number one.
I saw that on social media.
It's a bit of an anti-Christmas. And then you've got some other really great Christmas songs this year.
Okay. Hey, speaking of great Christmas songs.
Yes.
Now,
this isn't
obviously
one of them.
Now, I was going to say, obviously on The Affair, we're very Euro. We're very Euro-pop-centric.
We do like a bit of a Swedish Euro-pop, you know, Melody Festival and sound. Yes.
Absolutely. And who else but Magnus Carlsen, he of Sweden.
Now, can I say, while we were talking about British Christmas music, there's a gay DJ on Radio 1, which is the biggest commercial radio station over there, called Scott Mills.
He's very cute, too.
And he starts Christmas every year, the lead up to Christmas, by playing this, and he can't understand why it hasn't taken off and become a huge hit, and he's been pushing it for about the last 4 years, and it's not taking.
But you know what? Love this song. It's Wrap Myself in Paper. It's like a Swedish salsa. Samba.
It could have come from 1981.
You're listening to The Christmas Affair on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Cameron Daddo, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Cameron Daddo, for your festive wishes, and festive wishes from Brett and Andrew on The Christmas Affair tonight. My festive hat just fell off and hit my microphone, sorry.
It's that tiny little, what is it? Is it a teeny tiny...
It's a teeny tiny top hat. It's an abomination is what it is.
I think it's like it's like those antlers that you put on dogs.
I know.
And I think my giant head is too big anyway.
Hey, we are talking about all things Christmas, and we're talking about the difference between UK and Australian Christmas. But what about the main thing of Christmas, other than the presents and the get-together, is what we're actually eating and drinking.
Oh, one of my favourite parts.
Yeah.
Now, this is quite interesting, Brady. So Andrew, being so Christmassy, never ate Christmas pudding until how old were you?
About 27, 28.
And what happened when you ate your first one?
It was because it was black. I just used to think it was going to taste revolting. And then I had a piece and was so devastated that it was delicious and I'd missed it for 28 years of my life.
Really? Because it's something that a lot of people don't like. And I went to a Christmas lunch on Thursday, actually, and there were 10 people on our table. 9 of us didn't eat the Christmas pudding that was put in front of us.
Really?
Yep, and it all went back to the kitchen. It was such a waste. And I think there were 53, 55 people at the event. I stood up. My guess would be 45, 46 hadn't touched their Christmas pudding.
Look, Christmas pudding is one of those things. It's like, it's a real acquired taste. I bought some port not so long ago from a Yarra Valley vineyard. And the port was like eating Christmas pudding.
It was delicious.
It was actually... but that's if you like Christmas pudding.
Do you know what?
Pudding.
The good thing about that is, Brady, if you liked it, when you're old in a nursing home, yes, you were going to love your pureed Christmas pudding.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true.
Don't, because I'm doing that this year.
But do you know what we've done this year as a different take on the Christmas pudding? We're making a Christmas bomb Alaska.
Oh.
So what we're doing, so the center's going to be berry sorbet with raspberries and a little bit of cherry brandy. Mm-hmm. And then Andy makes this beautiful ice cream every year, don't you, love?
Yeah. No, you just steep dried fruit in brandy. This year we've done it in cherry brandy. Yep. And we've also done it in orange brandy. And then just mix it through ice cream with some chocolate and some nuts. And it's delicious.
And it refreezes. So then that goes over the sorbet. Then you make a little like sponge base, usually the day of or the day before. And then you just coat it with meringue, egg whites and sugar. And you bake for 20 minutes, usually on around 180. And it's amazing. The meringue acts as a insulator.
Yes.
So when you cut, the ice cream is still frozen. It still amazes me. Oh, and just before you serve it, you throw on a little bit of brandy or vodka, slightly warm.
Flambe.
And flambe. Everyone loves a showy dessert.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great because my family are coming over and joining Andy and I this year. And this is the first time in 17 years that, since I've lived here, that a member of my family have come over.
Wow.
Because we normally either go there or we do our own Christmas. So, yeah, it's good because my sister has kids. So, you know, you want to make a dessert that everyone likes because Christmas pudding, not everyone likes it.
So, Brett, what's your favourite Christmas food?
Actually, you know what it is? It's not even remotely festive. We do this thing, but we have it every Christmas Eve. It's like a little tradition in my family. It's this thing where you get a cob loaf, right, and you hollow out the inside and you fill it with this mix of asparagus, cream cheese and soup mix. Mm-hmm. And you mash it up and you heat it up and put it in the oven and then you put the top back on the cob loaf and you break it up and you use it to like scoop out like nachos. Yum. It's so good. You can't eat it with anyone you're trying to impress or anyone that you're not pretty close to because it's one of those really messy foods that ends up all over the place.
This is very similar to an old friend of ours. She used to do like the cheese in the cob, but this is very similar and it was delicious.
Yeah, it really was.
But it is a slightly sloppy and you do need to have...
Yeah, there's that bit where someone, you go, okay, it's time to break. So then you've got to actually start breaking the cob / bowl and that's when it all goes revolting.
But you know what I think you should do with the cob pieces that you take to hollow out? I think you should break them into sort of like long pieces or very thin and bake them because then they act like a corn chip.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, the recipe does call for you to, like, cook those in the oven while you're heating. But I don't like that. And we also bring in extra bread because there's never enough, you know, for dipping purposes.
Never enough. Now, what type of meat? Because we're talking about meat. We're not doing a vegetarian. I couldn't do a vegetarian Christmas lunch. That would kill me. Now, Andy does a fantastic turkey every year.
Turkey, absolutely. I mean, I don't care how hot it is outside. Crank the air conditioning up and do a turkey. But the other thing that I love, and I've started doing this every year now, and it's a Nigella recipe, which is ham in Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Does the ham survive?
Yes, because it does.
You know that theory that if you put anything in Coca-Cola, it disintegrates?
Not ham. You can...
Are you sure you're not using Spam?
It's only in there for about 3 hours, but it's delicious. So it's one of the 6 times I've seen that woman do something magnificent with Coke.
but the other day, we cooked a duck. Right. As well. And I find, because I think duck gets everyone a little bit like, oh, it's difficult and it's not like a chicken, it's not like a turkey. A duck is like cooking chicken. The only thing is, it's the removal of the neck and trimming it. Because it's such a fatty bird, you've got to, look, I don't think it's as bad as like
pulling the windpipe out was not particularly.
Yeah. Nice. But you can actually ask your butcher to do that. But you do need to trim the fat, because duck fat's great. But you still need to, because there's so much of it, you don't have to baste it. But really easy and pretty easy to cut. Andy did a great job, because that was the next thing. When you cook a bird for the first time, how the hell do you cut it?
Yeah, I just kind of hack into it and hope for the best.
Big chunks.
Yeah.
Look, and that's why I think a turkey is really good, because it's such a huge bird, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I made a turkey a couple of years ago. And someone gave the turkey to me for free. And I went, oh, this is fantastic. We've got this massive turkey. Yeah, so then I got some recipe for stuffing. I think it was actually, speaking of celebrity chefs, I think it was a Jamie Oliver thing. The stuffing cost me $34 for the ingredients for the stuffing.
How much did the bird cost? $50?
That was free.
That's the bit that I felt really annoyed about.
I love it. Oh, my God. Hey, look, Andy's chosen the next Christmas track, my love. It's a very new song, isn't it?
Well, talking about the race to Christmas number one, I think this is number 3 in the UK at the moment. So it'll be, I think that the charts come out on Tuesday. So hopefully, fingers crossed, this will be Christmas number one in the UK.
Mm. It's Leona Lewis, One More Sleep. You're on Joy 94.9.
It's Jessica Mowboy, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, sending you a holiday greetings and best wishes for the new year.
Oh, gosh, you had a lot to say then. It's
Jessica.
Don't tread on Jessica Mowboy.
Oh, no, she's on a few Christmas CDs, actually, Miss Jessica Mowboy. She's doing a cover of Mariah's All I Want for Christmas on one of them I saw somewhere.
She did, and do you know what I actually think she says? I heard it yesterday on Joy as I was driving to work. I actually think she said, "Arcs." Instead of ask, somewhere in the middle of it.
Well, she's giving it the truly Australian feel.
She is, that's right.
It is the Christmas Affair tonight on Joy 94.9. We're joined, the other Brett is joined by this Brett's lovely partner, our Christmas wizard extraordinaire.
Got some Dr. of the names Xmas. That have come out tonight. Christmas wizard.
Well, whiz. I meant to say Christmas whiz. I tell you what, the other week when I got my tongue tied yet again, and I've done it again tonight. But we have had a shout out from the delightful Danois, who said, "Where's my party invite, Brett? There's cheese in my cob."
Oh, filthy. Back from a holiday.
I know.
Welcome back, Dan.
Festive, hey, festive.
We're talking everything Christmas, aren't we, Brady?
We are. Hey, look, I just mentioned Jessica Mowboy and a Christmas CD.
Yes.
I bought the Kelly Clarkson Christmas CD yesterday.
What's it like?
It's not bad. I drove to Geelong and back today and I played it all the way. So, yeah, it's about 2/3 good. So that's not a bad strike rate for a Christmas album.
It really isn't, because normally you're lucky to get 2 good tracks out of a Christmas album.
Yeah, which is why I think Christmas is a big time on iTunes, where people just go, I'll just take that one Christmas track, thanks. Because I have a massive Christmas playlist. Every year it's... gets enhanced by a couple more CD purchases. So, yes.
How big is our Christmas playlist now?
It's enormous, but you love Christmas music, don't you, Brett?
I don't mind it.
Carols or...
I tell you what, I've grown, haven't I? Grown to love it.
I think it was one of those things you couldn't fight the tidal wave, so you just had to go with it.
I have to say, there are some albums which I much prefer. It's a shame about the Carpenters' Christmas album. That's a bit depressing.
No, there's some great, couple of great songs on it, but most of it is just music to just end it all.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's not right.
Look, it's very hit and miss. I had friends over last night and they didn't like any of my Christmas
Bah humbug.
Music. And I had to explain to them that it is compulsory and nothing plays in my apartment from the 1st of December until Christmas, except Christmas CDs.
Exactly.
Oh, my Christmas playlist. And then when I drove them home and we got in the car and the Christmas CD fired up, they were loving it.
But this is the funny thing. Thinking of how much we love Christmas music, the three of us are not a fan of Carols by Candlelight.
Oh, no. It's like, pins in my eyes. It's awful.
Well, every year it's Marina Pryor, Anthony Kalia. Who's that other one?
Sylvie Palladino. Ugh. What does she do for the other 364 days of the year?
And now they've got the little blind girl from The Voice. They've started dragging her out as well.
There's always, you know, people from whichever TV reality show is on the same network. Yeah.
Remember, Brett, you and I were going to go one year. I don't know what happened.
I think it was just because we wanted to do something. We said, let's get in the mood. Because normally Christmas Eve, Andy and I are at home. And we said, let's do something. Let's try to get into the spirit.
And we looked at the price of tickets and they were really expensive. So we said, you know what? No, we're not going
to
go.
And you know what? You'd need to borrow a small child so that they can fall asleep so you can get long, lingering camera shots.
Well, we watched it briefly and we saw the bogans that were in the audience and we dodged the biggest bogan bullet that year by not going. It was just horrendous.
And do you know that the tickets are between $80 and $100 as well? So it's not even like, I thought it was like,
but look at the calibre of Rob Millsy Mills. I know. Sometimes there, Brady.
And High Five.
Yeah.
High Five.
They're always early in the evening. Yeah.
I know. I always wanted. Look, and the Carols at the Domain that the rival station does, and I think they're doing it's either tonight or tomorrow.
They always do it on the Saturday night before Christmas, so whereas it's on the tonight. Melbourne Carols are Christmas Eve.
Yes, and which I like that. I like that it's on Christmas Eve. But even there, I'd like to get some sort of more show busy. I wanted to be more like the Rockettes, my love. You've talked about the Rockettes many times.
Look, I think the good thing is now with the internet, though, you've got access to some. Michael Bublé started doing annual Christmas specials, which are really great. Yeah. The one he did last year was fantastic, and he's done another one again this year. And he does a duet with Mariah Carey for All I Want for Christmas Is You. And it's fantastic, and it's super festive. So if you hop online, it's there.
No, you're not feeling the Australian Christmas spirit of Carols by Candlelight. And don't forget, it gets replayed on Christmas Day, because that's how little there is on TV.
I just feel sorry for Carl Stefanovic and Lisa, because they don't get home until about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
No, because they fly back to Sydney, I think, that night.
They're on a 2 a.m. flight.
Oh, my God.
I heard Lisa talking about it the other morning.
How awful. They just have the most awful times.
It's paid a couple of $100,000 a
year. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
My heart is bleeding for them.
Okay.
I could get out of bed at that hour too if someone was paying me that much money.
Hey, now the next track, boys. This is a bit of a classic that I like playing. I played it last year on Joy, and I'm going to play it again. I just want to set it up here. Faye McKay is a cocktail... She was a cocktail singer from... A cocktail lounge singer, sorry, from probably the 50s and the 60s. And I used to see Miss Candy do this at the Exchange. And every time it came up, I would be like, oh, this old tired chestnut. However, it was always hilarious. I absolutely love it. I think it sort of shows sometimes that this time of year, people go to excess, and this is more of the funny side of excess.
I think what I used to find amusing with this, without giving too much away, is usually if Candy would jump on the microphone after doing this,
yes,
there really wasn't too much difference between Candy talking and how this song ends up. So.
All right, well, here's the track, and this is The 12 Days of Christmas by the fabulous Faye McKay. You're enjoying 94.9. It's The Christmas Affair.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two cutty sharks and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three old crows, two
Hi, this is Kate Sobrano, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Christmas Affair tonight on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Andrew. Hey, we've had another message in, guys. It's from Nikki, Donna and David in Caulfield North, and they heart Sylvie Palladino, so I better stop knocking her.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas, Sylvie Palladino, wherever you are.
I'm not entirely sure who she is.
I still don't know.
That's because you don't watch the Christmas Eve carols.
I think It must be.
We'll need to Google her after the show. Yep. Hey, I want to say a big thank you for my beautiful partner for coming into the show.
Thank you, Wiz, for having me.
Dr. Wiz.
Thank you for allowing me to air my Christmas obsession.
But next week, Brady, it's the three of us again, plus my darling sister's coming on the show.
Oh, it's going to be nose to nipple in here with four people.
It's going to be very much a family affair, isn't it?
It is. It's all things family, so it could end in a feud.
Well, yes. Yes, I don't know. It'll be. She would have stayed with us for 7 days, so she must have many a story by then.
Yeah. If she's not here next week, listeners, you'll know that it didn't end well and she went back to Perth early.
Hey, playing us out tonight, it's not a Christmas song, but it is sort of.
It's about angels.
That's it. It has the word angel in it.
Yeah.
Dedicated to the Disco Appreciation Society, it's Tavares with Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Boys, final thoughts.
Ho, ho, merry ho.
Happy Mariah Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas, Australia, and good night.
Joy 94.9.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/theaffair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.